distance never yet prevented me. Wanting far too much for far too long. Looking back, I could have played it differently. What a few more moments, who can tell? But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Wasn't he fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness? He can't be mine. But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me. More security.
He needs a fantasy and freedom.
I know him so well.
No one in your life is with you constantly. No one is completely on your side. And though I move my world to be with him, still the gap between us is too wide. Looking back, I could have played it.
Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon at number two in the national chart. Today it is. Where it'll be tomorrow, I don't know. I know him so well. It's 14 to 5 on Sunshine. The lines are closed for The Secret Sound. Let's just have a look down the list and see who got it right today. Brian Naylor in Bridge North. Irene in Leominster. Richard in Kington. Nett in Ludlow. Mark in Stretton. Oh, and a whole host of others. Bob in Shrewsbury. Dave in Leominster. Dave in Telford. Helda in Tenbury. Sally in Hanbury. Oh, Honorbury. Sorry. Get it right in a minute. Pete from Stourport, Jane from Cressage, along with John in Tenbury and Richard in Keir. All those people got it correct, everybody else got it wrong. And here it is. That was that secret sound. It's a lighter. Yes, one of these cheapo throwaway £1.25 clipper lighters. And the person that gets a T-shirt today, let's have a look down the list. Pull our finger out. Close your eyes. Boink. Put finger in there. And it's Dave in Telford. Dave in Telford, give me a call as fast as you can, Ludlow 5922, and claim your T-shirt.
And now it's time!
Really?
Ashford and Simpson and Solid. It's 10 away from 5, and congratulations to Dave in Telford. He's won himself a T-shirt. It's in the post on his way to you, Dave. Thanks a lot for playing the game, everybody else.
Sunshine beaming down on Shrewsbury.
Wicker World, merchants of classical basketry, traditional cane and fine pine furniture.
On Saturday and Sunday, 9th and 10th of February, 12 noon till 8 p.m, see the Wicker World Cane and Pine Show at the Lion Hotel, Wild Cop. A wider range of furniture and 20% off all normal Mark Chop prices.
A celebration of classical quality from Wicker World. Making homes nicer, naturally.
Durrant Records, not only at the forefront of today's sounds, Durrant Records provide for all shades of musical taste. All kinds of music for all kinds of people. A really wide choice of records, Brahms to Boy George. And if it's not in stock but still available, Durrants will order it. Durrant Records, open 6 days at the top of Wild Cop. Phone Shrewsbury 51008. Durrant Records, where popular means more than just pop.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. The sale at Clarkwear must end this Saturday. Clarkwear for men's and ladies' high-quality fashion. Knitwear by Sabre, suits by Biedermann, jeans and casuals by Lois and Lee Cooper. There's up to 50% off our normal prices. So hurry to the sale at Clarkwear in the High Street, Shrewsbury. It ends this Saturday.
Exclusive, the beautiful Shropshire Plate, depicting a team of Shire horses ploughing and bordered by historic views of Shropshire. The Shropshire Plate by the Caverswall China Company in a limited edition of just 500, exclusively produced only for the China Shop in Shrewsbury at just £22.50 per plate. The China Shop, 4 Butcher Row, Shrewsbury, for high-class china and crystal, and that exclusive limited edition Shropshire Plate.
Follow the crowds to Salopian Sports in Shrewsbury. Salopian Sports for all sports equipment and clothing. Famous names like Dunlop, Adidas and Slazenger. Salopian Sports for ski wear too. See the sports and leisure specialists at Wild Cup Shrewsbury. Salopian Sports, telephone 55661. The sale ends this Saturday.
Sam's Furnishing have reconditioned electric and gas cookers from £45, all guaranteed. Good condition used three-piece suites. Pop in, see the range. Used fridges, all guaranteed. Dining suites, dressing tables, wardrobes, kitchen units, their saucepan sets, cutlery, glassware, even new beds from £45. All at Sam's Furnishings, Castle Gates, Shrewsbury. Phone Shrewsbury 240326.
299 metres, 1017 kilohertz, playing all over Shropshire now.
Sunshine Radio.
We'll be right back.
Friends from Amy Stewart. It's 3 minutes away from five on Sunshine. That wraps it from me, PJ, for today. I'll see you tomorrow between 2 and 6 o'clock. Look forward to seeing you. And thanks to all the people that played on The Secret Sound. Obviously much, much more popular than Name That Tune, because we've actually had around about 38 calls in under half an hour, which is pretty good going. Going to leave you with this one from Billy Ocean and Lover Boy. Bye for now.
Kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Tonight, on the day that a record number of his men turned their backs on the strike and went back to work, more than 2,300 miners returned to the pits, according to the Coal Board, and Mr. Scargill denies the strike is crumbling. And he says he's received a letter today which could provide the basis for more talks.
I'm very encouraged by what's happened today. The National Coal Board have sent a reply to the NUM, which is probably the most conciliatory letter we've had in months. And it does give some encouragement to the union to believe that there is a possibility of a resumption of negotiations.
Labour's energy spokesman Stan Orme is accusing the government of engineering a breakdown in talks between the miners and the Coal Board. Mr. Orme, speaking in the Commons debate on the pit strike, said negotiations are the only way to settle the issue, but the government isn't interested.
It is evident that the government do not want an acceptable settlement negotiated between the NUM and the NCB. But they want victory over the NUM, and in particular over Mr. Arthur Scargill.
The families of the four Britons held in Libya are angrily attacking the government over today's setback surrounding their release. The four men were expected to be released today, but they've now been told they won't know their fate until tomorrow at the earliest. Their families say the timing of last week's ceremony commemorating policewoman Yvonne Fletcher and the start of today's trial of four Libyans in Manchester has caused the setback. Mary Walter, who's the mother-in-law of Suffolk lecturer Alan Russell, says the government doesn't seem to care.
They say that they don't want this to occur. They'd like the men to come home, of course. But do they understand the suffering that's gone on? Do they understand what this disappointment this morning, do they understand what it will have meant to the men? Never mind to the only to the families.
Meanwhile, the Manchester jury in the Libyan bomb plot trial has been told that one of the accused claims his three fellow defendants forced him to plant bombs in Manchester last year. The prosecution alleges the 23-year-old Libyan told police he wishes he'd never met the three who face charges of conspiracy and planting bombs. And the jury's heard accusations that the four acted as spies for Colonel Gaddafi against other Libyans living in Britain. A Crown Court judge has branded an Arab princess barbaric and a disgrace for the way she treated her maids. The court heard how they were beaten with electrical wire while staying in London. Mike Rowbottom reports.
The 30-year-old princess, described as holding a high position in Kuwait, kept lengths of electrical flex around her Bayswater house to hit the servants. One Sri Lankan suffered cuts and lacerations, another from India had a black eye. When police searched the place, they also found a riding crop, the court heard. Faria Al-Saba, a divorced mother of four, admitted three charges of assault, including unlawful wounding. She was given a six-month suspended jail term with £2,000 to pay in costs, fines and compensation. Judge Heyman said she'd acted in a barbaric and disgraceful way. Mike Rowbottom, IRN, Knightsbridge Crown Court.
Independent Radio News.
Luke. And the sunshine weather check. Well, it's going to be dry and cloudy with sunny spells. Well, not much sunny spells out there. And the top temperature today, 10 degrees. And the winds, they're going to be southwesterly. And the outlook for tomorrow, dry with sunny intervals.
Tell him who you've seen and you
Gerard Rafferty from 1976 and a classic song called Baker Street. Thanks very much to BJ for the last 4 hours. Don't forget, he'll be back doing the same thing again tomorrow between 2 and 6. 7 minutes past 5 is the time here on Sunshine. I'm with you right through till 8 o'clock this evening. Play this one especially for BJ.
How do you fancy a good relationship? Well, buying a new Nissan from the AMR Motoring Center in Ludlow is just the start. When you buy a new Nissan, you can be sure of a good relationship. Not only with your car, but with AMR too. After all, customers driving a better car deserve a better class of service. AMR know that changing your car is a serious matter, and you want the best possible deal. You want a dealership that won't turn its back on you once you've driven away. You want peace of mind. AMR loves satisfied customers. With Nissan-trained engineers and an extensive parts and accessories stock, AMR give you a good deal and reliable service later. How about a Nissan Micra, the economical small car you should look at first? It has high levels of equipment and comfort, and you can rely on the Micra to give years of trouble-free pleasure with a free 100,000-mile, 3-year warranty, as is the case with all new Nissans. So call in soon and see the 1985 Nissan Micra with ex-works prices from £3,846. And AMR will make sure it's the start of a good relationship. The AMR Motoring Centre, Sheet Road, Ludlow, where you'll find Nissan is better. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
To advertise on this station, telephone Sunshine Sales, Ludlow 3795. Ludlow 3795, now.
Ludlow Home Care Garden Centre is now open with some outstanding and exciting bargains. And Ludlow Home Care Kitchen Centre, as always, offers you a complete service. Delivery and installation, complete kitchen services and free planning services. Remember, Ludlow Home Care for everything you need, whether it's DIY, kitchens or gardening, even sleeping in true comfort. Because Ludlow Home Care now have a bed centre too. It's time you took a look. It's all for you at Ludlow Home Care, Ludford Bridge, next to Teamside Vehicles. Telephone Ludlow 4554.
You've got a rotten body.
I beg your pardon?
Your car body. Stunt driver, are you?
No, I'm not.
Ludlow Autobreakers, they give top prices for MOT failures and insurance write-offs.
This car just needs a little attention.
Hundreds of second-hand parts on the shelf for cars and light commercials. Hundreds of cars in stock. If it's not on the shelf, they'll take it off the vehicle for you.
Who?
Ludlow Autobreakers, Mitre Yard, Corfridge, Ludlow. Open 8 till 6, 7 days a week. Ring Horace or John on Ludlow 4669.
We'll go there now.
Hurry up then, Squire. That lamppost is overtaking us again.
Now, upstairs at Capital Carpets Ludlow, a bedding department with the complete bed, the stylistic by Dunlopillow, complete with sheets, duvet, pillows, pillowcases, valance and headboard, the king-size stylistic and a choice of colours, Sealy Posturepedic beds, single, double and bunk beds, Capital Carpets for velvet curtains and blinds, worsted Wilton carpets and a wide range of Indian rugs, Dandicourt mats and Sunlover custom-made curtains. Capital Carpets for quality carpets, free estimates, free fitting, in-home selection service, credit terms, distance no object. Contact Richard or Bernard at Capital Carpets, 16 The Bullring, Ludlow, and get perfect harmony into your home. Telephone Ludlow 3891.
2 9 9
103.5 VHF, Sunshine, your neighborhood station.
Play that fucking music.
Wild Cherry from 1976. Still playing that funky music. 18 minutes past 5 is the time here on Sunshine. Good evening to you. Hope your Monday wasn't too bad. My name's Alex Kent, and I'm with you right through till 8 o'clock this evening. Lots more music on Sunshine. This is a new one from Immaculate Fools. It's entitled Immaculate Fools.
Yeah.
remember that one. 7 years ago now, at Sylvester. You Make Me Feel Mighty Real. 1978, that record came out. 26 minutes past five on Sunshine. Of course, 299 metres is where you can find us. You're with me, Alex Kent, right through till 8 o'clock this evening. These are the Pointer Sisters. Time for a little bit of neutron dancing. To 8 is the time here on Sunshine, which means it's very nearly time for me to go. If you enjoyed yourself, don't forget to tune in. I'll be back again at 6 o'clock tomorrow between 6 and 8. Also on Wednesday and Thursday, likewise. Nice easy-going record to take us up to the news. This is Foreigner, and I want to know what love is. I must climb.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Coal board bosses are to meet the industrial peacemakers ACAS tomorrow, but they're warning against raising false hopes of fresh negotiations to end the dispute. In the Commons debate on the miners' strike, Labour spokesman accused the government of hindering peace efforts in a bid to force the miners' union to surrender. But tonight in a Channel 4 interview, the coal board's outgoing industrial relations director, Ned Smith, called for a negotiated settlement.
The strike is lost, that's for sure. Magnanimity is something which makes life better for everybody, not just in the coal board or anywhere else, everywhere else. Compassion is a piece of sound management, in my view. And I would have thought that a reasoned settlement was the best way.
The four Britons being held in Libya have been told they must wait at least one more day before they'll know for sure that they'll be allowed home. Hopes that they would leave today have been blocked, leaving Church envoy Terry Waite uncertain as to the fate of his mission. From Tripoli, Mark Easton.
The Libyans are known to be angry that Mrs. Thatcher last week unveiled a plaque to Yvonne Fletcher, the policewoman shot dead outside the People's Bureau last April. A 24-hour delay may be the extent of their protest, and Mr. Waite says he remains hopeful the hostages will be freed tomorrow.
The trust that's been established between myself and the people I'm dealing with has not been broken.
But another postponement is a very real possibility, amid fears that there's a link between the four Britons' release and the Manchester trial of four Libyans accused of terrorism. Mark Easton, IRN, Tripoli.
Eight people are due in court tomorrow in Oban in Scotland after customs officers found a massive cargo of drugs on a fishing boat off the Argyll coast. Colin Calder reports.
When customs officers intercepted a converted fishing vessel on the Isle of Seal near Oban, they found over a ton of cannabis with a street value of £1.5 million. It was a climax to 7 months of undercover work codenamed Operation Cuba. The boat has been closely monitored on its journey from West Africa on its backdoor route into Britain. Four men were detained on the vessel and another four have been held in Swoops in Liverpool. All eight will appear in court tomorrow in Oban. Colin Calder, IRN, in the west of Scotland.
The border between Gibraltar and Spain opens in 3 hours for the first time in 16 years. Although it's delighting the Spanish, the Socialist Opposition Party in Gibraltar is warning it'll fight any plans aimed at handing the rock back to Spain. From the border, Mark Mardell.
The Spanish here are celebrating the opening of the border they closed. But although those on the rock welcome the economic benefits, they hope it doesn't herald a return to Spanish rule, and there are still some hardliners.
Because we're going to lose all our rights and all our identity. And I wish there would be a wall as high as the shadow will fall onto Valencia.
But later tonight, the barriers will be down, and there will again be full trade after 16 years. Mark Mardell, IRN, on the Spain-Gibraltar border.
Independent Radio News.
Turn on Sunshine Radio.
Radio is now closing down. Before I go, I'd just like to tell you that if you're interested in sport, that is the Telford-Darlington game. Still no score in that game. We're closing down now, but don't forget we'll be back on the air at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. With Cookie, of course, bright and early. And Sunshine will be broadcasting all through Tuesday, right through to 8 o'clock. Me, Alex Kent. Don't forget, I'll be back between 6 and 8 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.